We continue with our athletes in college on KD Country 94.1 KDNS. Today we're talking with Beloit native and 2024 Trojan graduate Christian Mears. Christian, how'd your summer go?
It went pretty well.
Christian, you're son of Alex and Jen Mears. Heard you got to do a little weed chopping in bean fields with brothers Jameson and Bryson. Who's the best chopping hand for the Mears Farms?
Oh, yeah. I'd say probably Bryson because he stays the most focused.
You enjoy small ponds versus Wakanda Lake. Your parents really enjoy Wakanda Lake, cruising around camping over there, but you're kind of a small pond private guy. Why?
I like the privacy, but I also go on to the lake quite a bit too.
Well, Christian, you're a sophomore, 5'10", 200-pound running back. How's the running back room look up there at Doan College in Crete, Nebraska?
We have a lot of depth, but right now we have a few injuries, just minor ones that we're just letting people get healthy, so for the season everyone's healthy.
Well, Christian, you spent last year watching and practicing. Doan was 3-8 in the highly ranked GPAC, mainly Nebraska schools, thrown in Dakota and Iowa schools, under the direction of Jonathan Johnson, who is a Mississippi native but spent some time in New York and among other times before taking the Doan job in Crete, Nebraska. Just talk about your head coach Jonathan Johnson and what he means to you as a player, especially improving in college.
Well, he's a great coach. He really emphasizes having good character, leadership, and focusing on the mission, becoming a great man even after football.
Well, Christian, you have a new running back coach, Zach Ellison. You don't know a lot about him, but your initial reaction to Coach Ellison?
Getting to know him, he's really an outgoing person, and he's easy to talk to, and he's pretty easy to get close with, so it makes it really easy to like learn from him.
Well, Christian, you spent a lot of time in the Beloit weight room this summer, and it's obvious that gaining 8 to 10 pounds up to 200, 5'10", 200-pound packs a pretty good punch. What do you think of the most important thing, body and soul, that you did for your football career up at Doan was this summer?
The biggest thing is just working on my explosiveness. That's one thing in college they really emphasize on is your explosiveness. And when we're at Doan, we have these little things that measure how fast we move the bar, but over the summer, I obviously couldn't do that.
Well, Christian, you had 3 kick returns for touchdowns as a senior at Beloit High School. As we talk about Beloit High, talk about that explosive speed. The Matus Family Sports Complex is growing up before our eyes. Your mom and dad were contributors to the stadium project, including an artificial turf field and a lot of compliments to what was already a great but aging stadium. Your thoughts on your mom and dad's support and brother Jameson, a sophomore, and Bryson, the 7th grader, get to playing on the artificial turf in the Matus Family Sports Complex?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's obviously going to be a lot more cost effective in the long run, especially since, none of it really came from the school. It all came from the community, which is great that the community got together and did all that. And I think it's really cool that my family was involved in it.
Well, Christian, you're the only Kansas player at Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. Jonathan Johnson, coach, told me that he'd like to have more Kansas players because of your work ethic and your power, but only Kansas player, primarily Nebraska, and a few Texas kids come play at Doan. Kind of talk about the camaraderie and of your teammates and what you've learned over the last year about Doan College's football team and especially the roster.
Well, we have a lot of freshmen that just came in, there's a good amount of Nebraska kids, but they really recruited across the whole country. We have one in QBs from Florida. We have a receiver from Maryland. So, and there's quite a few Alabama kids. And yeah.
Well, Christian, Doan opens at home, Crete, Nebraska, Papik Field on August 30th against arch rival Hastings, a 6 o'clock ball game. And then you guys go to Seward, Nebraska the following Saturday, 7 o'clock game against Concordia of Nebraska. And then September 13th, another home game at Crete, Nebraska on Papik Field with Dort, Iowa. And then go to rival Midland on September 27th at Fremont, Nebraska. In the real world and Christian Mears' world, what do you expect in the first 4 games, not only for yourself but your team?
I expect for us to compete with everyone. I mean, that's one thing we're really emphasizing in practice is always competing, and I think we have an opportunity to compete with anyone.
Well, Christian, you're an exercise science major right now. Got a ways to go being a sophomore, but where do you see yourself at? Big city, rural life farming. What are your goals in life, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I'd like to come back to Beloit, whether it be an athletic trainer at the high school or a physical therapist at the hospital or something like along those lines.
How's your offensive lines up there and quarterbacking looking at Doane College?
Well, we have a returning quarterback. He'll just be a sophomore. So, and with last year being his first year in college football, he'll be a lot better this season. And I mean, he was pretty good last season, but I think he just, with that year under his belt, he'll have a lot more experience. And with the offensive line, I mean, we'll be young, but I think we'll be able to compete with everyone.
Christian Mears, you come from a great family and great football program under the direction of Brad Gober, and can't wait to come see you play this fall as a sophomore, and need to get more Kansas boys up there with you, but looks like the sky's the limit for your team and yourself, and wish you the best of luck, and we appreciate you coming on KDNS 94.1 on what was a great interview today.
All righty, thank you.